Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hi, I've called four times for you. Oh, just a minute. For y'all to stop sending me this. I'm going to have to ask my bank just to not pay the bill when it comes in. Is that okay? Is that one way to do it?
Okay, ma'am, can I please pull up your zip code so I can further assist you with your account?
74006.
And you said that you called in four times already?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can I please have your first and last name?
My what?
Your first and last name.
Oh, okay. Carmen with a C. Catcher, K-E-T-C-H-E-R.
Okay, give me one second to see if I can pull up an account with your name. In one moment, I'm trying to find an account. Okay, Ms. Catcher, could you please verify your address for me?
5912 Cornell Drive, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, 74006.
Okay. So what I see here is... So I see that you already... So this started back in November?
Yes.
Okay.
And every time I get another little envelope, well, I'll call you.
Okay. Well, I will get that handled for you. Give me 1 second.
And I've got all of my four packages here unopened.
Yes. Okay, so what I'm going to do is get that canceled out for you.
Thank you.
Called in to get it canceled, and they didn't cancel it for you. So I do have it where it is canceled now. Give me one moment to make sure that I canceled all of them.
Okay.
So that you won't rebuild anymore.
Thank you. What can I do with what I've got?
You can actually, let me see.
Can I just return to sender?
No, ma'am. We actually do not accept any packages. It's only sending out. So you actually can just keep the order.
Well, let me tell you what it happens to me. You know those old dogs that are real wrinkled? They're like a pug, and they've just got wrinkle, wrinkle, wrinkle. I did not have a wrinkled face. Okay, and after I used this just 1 month, I was very diligent about it. My face was very soft, but I had these drooping wrinkles. And I'm going, what happened here? So I pretty much don't get my money back, right? And I have these four products I don't want. Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, and I've already tried to cancel it.
Yes, ma'am. So you said that you did call your bank already to dispute the charges?
No.
No.
I just wanted to know what you were going to do first, but I'm going to if I don't get satisfied.
Okay, so you don't have to... In order to stop you from calling the bank, I could offer you a 35% refund on the first two orders. Those are the only ones that I can offer you a refund on. In order to go back, you would have to speak with my supervisor on that. I'm only allowed to give you a refund on the most recent orders.
Okay, so that's just $60, right, on two of them?
Right.
On 30 and 30? because I think it's $95, and I've spent $95 for nothing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. So let me go back and check. So the only ones that I could handle is the $94.90 charges from May 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So I could give you 35% back on that one.
I thought when I signed up for this, it was 100% guaranteed.
So with that, I'm sorry, I don't really, you said that you saw that online, that it said that?
Yes, I thought I did. I mean, that's why I went ahead and ordered it. I said, well, if I don't like it, I'll just return it.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm sorry about that, but I can, as a courtesy, I could offer a 50% refund for you. Would that be okay so that way you don't have to call your bank or anything? We can get it settled over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Would a 50% be better for you?
And that would be half a 92.
So it'll be 47.45.
47.45. No, I've spent $400 on this, and I've tried to cancel it, and it just keeps coming. So I'm going to do more. I'm going to really complain.
So I do apologize for your inconvenience. Even though the charges are valid, what I can do for you as a courtesy is offer a 75% refund. Would a 75% be better?
How much?
75%.
Oh, for four of them? That's $400, young lady. Do you know how much $400 is?
I do understand, but I cannot go back to the previous charges. The only charges that I am allowed to handle are the most recent ones, and that was from May 22nd and August. I mean, not August, I'm sorry, April 24th. Those are the two ones that you just received.
Huh. Well,
so that'll be $71.17 for both charges.
Yeah. No, I'm going to call Better Business Bureau.
Okay. So
Maybe I can talk to your attorneys or something. I'm not letting my $400 go, and I've not even opened up the package.
Yes, ma'am. So I could give you a full refund on the last two. Those are the only two that I can do the refund on.
Well, I guess stupidity costs $200, so I won't do this again. I will accept that.
Okay, well, let me get you refunded on the last two charges, and then I'll give you your cancellation number.
Okay, thank you very much. I have pen in hand.
So let me get the account noted really quickly, and then I'll give you that refund.
I've called you so many times that I have your phone number in my cell phone.
I'm so sorry about that.
One time they asked me to wait, and I waited so long I had to hang up.
I'm sorry about that. Well, I will get you situated today, so hopefully you won't have to call us anymore, ma'am.
Good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm almost done with your refund. Give me 1 second. I have to refund one more.
Okay.
Okay, so I did go ahead and refund you both of your $94.90 charges. Give me 1 second. I have to know your account. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready for your refund number?
Yes.
Okay, so it's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
181.
Mm-hmm.
657.
Okay.
1. F as in Foxtrot. B as in Bravo.
Okay.
7.
V as in what?
Bravo.
B. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm ready. That's all?
Seven is the last digit after the B.
After the B, it's a 7.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And when and how long will this take?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. I'll be watching for it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer care. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you.